Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Biweekly Report for January 5th, 2026. I'm Phil Adler. The enormous investment in data centers to support AI development has carried the S&P 500 index to record highs. The index rose more than 16% last year. But this same investment surge may have created some market risks. Confluence Associate Market Strategist and Certified Business Economist Thomas Walsh joins us today to discuss how long this massive investment may continue and what might happen to the broader economy when it ends. First, Thomas, give us an idea to what extent technology has dominated overall investment spending.
Well, Phil, last year, technology spending served as a primary engine of the economy, sustaining growth during periods of trade uncertainty. With total spending reaching nearly $175 billion, technology-related investments, which excludes residential, accounted for almost 80% of total investments in the first three quarters. In fact, without tech investment in the first half of the year, total investment spending would have seen a net decline. Now, this highlights how critical tech was as other companies scaled back due to volatility in trade policy.
Well, how have technology companies funded all this?
So, technology firms had to pivot their entire financial strategy. These firms were historically asset light, but now CapEx is now growing so aggressively that it's actually outpacing their operating cash flow. Now, consequently, they're moving beyond their cash reserves and tapping into loan markets. By securing this debt now, they can maintain the liquidity needed to keep these massive data center projects on track.
Has the increased reliance on debt financing to fund AI infrastructure reduced lending for other sectors of the economy to the extent that some sectors are actually suffering?
The best way to view this is that lending to tech-related firms may be driving up borrowing costs for other firms. Financial institutions are showing a clear preference for tech companies due to their massive earnings potential. Consequently, while tech enjoys accommodative terms, the lack of affordable credit for everyone else has intensified the financial strain of traditional sectors. This has led to a surge in Chapter 11 filings as these sidelined firms are forced to restructure to manage their increasingly unsustainable debt burdens.
Do you think, Thomas, the reliance by technology companies on debt financing has reached the point where investors should be alarmed?
Over the last few weeks, there has been a noticeable shift in sentiment regarding the viability of current investment levels, particularly in the data center space. For example, the CEO of IBM recently cautioned that future earnings growth may not be enough to offset the rising costs of this infrastructure. However, even the most pessimistic analyst estimates we are still roughly about 2 years away from a true reckoning in the sector. So this suggests that while caution is warranted, there is no immediate reason for investors to panic regarding their portfolio allocations.
Well, is the AI economy still expanding, or are there signs of cracks which might signal an end is coming soon?
Well, I think the hype phase of AI may be cooling, but the broader economy remains on solid ground. Consumer spending is resilient, and we are finally seeing AI-enabled productivity gains starting to spill over into other industries. Now that we are in 2026, we still see some meaningful opportunities for long-term investors in this market.
I was wondering, and maybe this is a more minor question, but do you think that protests from consumers dealing with higher power bills will have any impact on this powerful drive to build out AI infrastructure?
Well, Phil, I've been thinking about that topic for a long time now, and I do think that it's a significant political risk. As data centers put forward pressure on the grid, utility costs are rising for average households. With the midterms approaching this November, energy affordability is becoming a central campaign issue. Now, in the long run, this could actually be a catalyst. It may accelerate political support for nuclear power and other alternative energy sources to meet this new demand.
So, sizing up the pros and the cons, are you comfortable that the expansion in AI infrastructure spending still has room to run?
Yeah, I would say I'm comfortable with the trajectory for now, primarily because data centers are currently operating at full capacity. You know, that utilization rate tells us that the physical infrastructure hasn't caught up with demand yet. The real challenge, however, is affordability. As construction and operational costs climb, the core question for investors is whether these firms can expand their profit margins enough to justify their current lofty valuations.
So, what's your advice for investors who want to participate in the market's rally but might be getting a little nervous?
Well, I think our best advice remains to stay diversified. While we see several tailwinds for equities this year, we recommend integrating value stocks into your portfolio. It serves as a hedge. You might sacrifice a bit of immediate AI upside, but it provides a crucial buffer for capital preservation if market sentiment shifts suddenly.
Thomas, in the past few years, there have always been a few market forecasters who have warned about an end to the bull market and the possibility of recession. These doom forecasters have been proven wrong, and this year they seem to have given up. I'm struck by what seems to be the near unanimity among analysts this year that the market will keep rising, the stock market. Market psychology can be hard to decipher and predict, but I'm wondering, is this near total agreement among forecasters in and of itself a cautionary note for investors?
So, Phil, you make an excellent point. There has been a steady stream of doomsday predictions since late 2023, yet a full-scale recession has failed to materialize. That said, while the broad downturn forecasts were incorrect, we have seen episodes of market volatility, which is why we have consistently advocated for diversification. Regarding the consensus, we believe it hinges entirely on three key market assumptions: continued monetary easing, fiscal stimulus, and a significant deregulatory push. If this policy trifecta remains intact, the market should stay strong. However, if even one of these pillars falls short of expectations, it will likely cap the current upside potential and lead to a further revaluation of asset prices.
Could you remind us, Thomas, what is the official Confluence forecast for the S&P 500 this year?
So this year, we are adopting a more tempered outlook for the year. While we anticipate further upside for the S&P 500, we do not expect a repeat of the blockbuster returns seen over the last 3 years. As the tailwinds from stimulus and deregulations begin to fade, we expect earnings growth to normalize. Consequently, we project that the S&P 500 will end 2026 within a range of 6,400 to 7,000, with a central point estimate of 6,710. That said, we believe the prevailing risks to this forecast are skewed toward the upside.
And finally, what sectors seem best positioned as safeguards in the event the fervor supporting AI infrastructure begins to wane?
We anticipate that the industrial and material sectors, specifically those aligned with government strategic objectives, will outperform in the current environment. Additionally, unloved sectors such as healthcare and consumer staples may gain momentum as investors shift toward defensive positioning amid potential volatility in the technology sector.
Thank you, Thomas. The title of this week's report is America's AI Buildout and Its Market Risks, and you can find a link to the written report on the Confluence webpage, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.